Hey, kings and queens, welcome back to Think About Us podcast. I am Willie.
And I'm Fiona.
How you doing, my queen?
How you doing, my king, my king?
I'm good. We had a nice little break.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
So how's it feel?
Just another day, for
another
real.
Another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another day.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Been a while? Been a while?
Oh, it has been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while. It's been 2 weeks since we've recorded.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, y'all.
Yeah. So, how's your week? How's your mental health?
Hey, my week in mental health is on swole right now. You know, with spring break and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess it's 2 weeks in review. My baby girl turned 21.
Okay.
You know, I was a little emotional in my feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
But my baby girl turned 21. My last week of school, we took our kids on a field trip to the University of Louisville. Fifth grade college tour. They seemed to enjoy it. You know, got them, you know, just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a little conversation with him before. Hey, you might want to go to college. You might not want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use this as an opportunity to help solidify or validate, you know, your choice. If you're curious, you can ask questions and see what it's like. If you say college is not for you, then this might just tell you, yeah, you're right. This is not what I want to do. But either way, enjoy.
I do have a question on that.
Mm-hmm. I can see it in your eyes. What's your question?
With the way things are going economically, do we really want to pressure kids into going to college?
That's specifically why I had the conversation beforehand.
Okay.
As you know, before we left, I was like, hey, some of you want to go to college. Some of you don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's an experience.
I even
talked to them about how, like, my kids, I always put them in activities whether they wanted to or not.
Right.
And once I enrolled them, they had to finish whatever the session was. And if they enjoyed it, it's something they can look into or to continue on. If they didn't, mm-hmm. hey, you had the experience.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of how I presented it to them.
Okay.
That's one of those, hey, take it or leave it. But, hey, let's do it. It's a field trip.
Right.
So there was literally no pressure. It was really, they really just enjoyed the experience.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It really was. It really was. Ooh, and then I got this stomach bug.
It was like 24 hours. Less than 24 hours.
Yeah, but it was, I don't know. It just left a very sour taste in my mouth. It was horrible.
Okay.
But yeah, and then spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sorority meeting today, and, you know, we have quite a few educators.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them asked me at the end, did you enjoy your break? I said, what do you mean? I said, I'm enjoying my break. She's like, it's almost over. I said, no, ma'am. I live in the moment. And in this moment, I'm on spring break.
Right.
But, you know, that's really something I kind of had to train myself to do when it came to breaks,
mm-hmm.
because it would be like, as soon as I'm on a break, I'm like, oh my God, I only have this much time left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start to get that kind of little, I don't know if it was an anxious feeling or a little dread. So I've had to condition myself. Nope, I'm just going to enjoy it until it's over. I'm enjoying every moment.
Okay.
So I still got a couple days.
I got you.
And then we had your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a nice little day.
We did.
We really did. It was a cool day.
Yeah.
What about you, babe? How's your week and how's your mental health?
Week is good. Last week was good.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health is good. You know, because you know I've been doing these, I've been drinking these mushrooms at Lion's Mane.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen like different stories about the reactions people have.
Mm-hmm.
My reaction is like, I'm so clear-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really have anything on my mind. It's been nice.
You know what? Now, hearing you put it that way,
yeah,
it has silenced a lot of the background noise.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can get with that.
Yeah. So I just been really just, I guess, like you say, like kind of like in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Zen.
Yeah, I've been very zen. And I'm still like only doing like one. I'm doing the minimum of the serving. So I haven't even did two yet.
So when he says minimum of the servings, baby bought some lion's mane mushroom powder. And what's it? 1 teaspoon a day?
No, it's two. You can do two.
You can do two.
I've been doing one.
Well, I say that I was getting around to the point that you also bought, what are the names of the other two?
Turkey tail, and I can't think of the other one.
And there's another one. So
yeah,
he has three different types of powder. So I didn't know if you were referring to taking a spoon of each a day.
No, yeah, I'm doing a spoon of each.
Oof.
Well, a teaspoon.
Yeah.
Each, yeah. So I haven't even went up to the two. So, yeah.
And I will tell you all, it definitely gives you mental focus and clarity.
Yeah.
I will also, the caveat is, take it as a shot with a small amount of water. It's a strong taste.
It works fast.
And it's hard to get down, but it's honestly worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I would 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to work into mama's regiment.
Oh, sure.
I know.
That's going to be a struggle.
I know. But yeah, other than that, I've been on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of hard for me to get back in the groove of doing my prep work, you know, for the shows and stuff. Like, I've been doing it, but usually like when I started, I just go.
Yeah.
But because I have so many projects that I'm working on at one time, man, I drink that shit and it's just like, okay, whatever.
Let me ride this way.
When I get to it.
Are you over tripping on shrooms?
No, actually, I didn't. I haven't even took none today.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just joking, baby.
But yeah, yesterday was my birthday. Today, I decided to treat myself to a nice 2-hour massage.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Was it nice, babe?
That was nice. Nice self-care Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I just been chilling, enjoying the birthday weekend, you know. None of my friends came over to eat ice cream and cake with me last night. So
yeah, he ain't invite nobody over to eat ice cream.
I guess I just, you know, feed them, bought up these 3-4 packs of hot dogs, and nobody came over to...
Hot dogs and potato chips. And we had those little Hugs juices and the little plastic cartons
with
the foil top.
Yeah, we had those. the Burl juices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Oh yeah.
But other than that, it's been nice. I've been enjoying being 43 so far.
Okay.
So yeah.
My old young man.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I had that nice surprise. Was it Thursday? Got this nice piece of white hair growing in the beard. It's not even gray, it's just white.
White.
Yeah.
And it likes to be seen, y'all.
It likes to be
seen. It shows off a lot.
I'm surprised my barber didn't go ahead and just cut it out. But I think he was like, nah, bro, that's wisdom. He said, go on, sport it. So I was like, all right, cool. So
hilarious.
So, yeah. Well, you ready to get into it? Yeah. I tell you, I don't.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
So.
What's up?
Let's see. Where do I begin?
I mean, am I in trouble?
Okay. Let me first. Before we even go there.
Okay.
So you've talked before on our podcast and also on the League of Kings podcast about I don't even know if I want to label it as, well, when I'm going to say social anxiety, and I'm using my air quotes, okay. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So for you, explain what that's like again, just briefly.
The social?
Yeah.
Like the best example I have is like when we talk about or prepare like going to like an event. Mm-hmm. Like a concert, mm-hmm. or a gathering with a large group of people.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's
and,
it.
And so what
it,
is the...
It's the build up to it. It's like, say like we plan it out 2 months, 2 months ahead of time. Mm-hmm. For that 2 months, I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for that event.
So... is it that you're mentally preparing for being around that many people, or is it just being in the presence of that many people, or is it being self-conscious about being in public?
No, it's just being around
that many people.
Yeah, because like I said, I feel like I'm always on guard. Like I'm always constantly watching. I'm paying attention to everybody else except for the person who's performing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And the whole reason I even bring that up is because I have a coworker,
mm-hmm.
who has social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not being around that many people, is self-conscious about having attention
on them.
Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't even have to be a big crowd. It's just people.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to the point, a lot of times we might be in meetings, whether they're, you know, full staff meetings or smaller meetings, that she doesn't even like to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm going to preface by saying I'm not making light of the issue because it's a real thing and it's very real for her.
Right.
But check this out, and I just want your opinion. So we're teachers, right?
Excuse me. Yeah.
And so you think about, okay, if you don't like being in front of people or you have anxiety about being quote unquote on stage. As teachers, we're on stage all the time. Now, granted, our classroom becomes like family.
Right.
So probably that first week, anxiety might be really bad. You know, new class. So this is the deal. We have this thing at school. We call this whole program, it's a Golden Eagle program. We do it once a month. And each month, we're focusing on a characteristic. It's a character building thing. Mm-hmm. It could be compassion. It could be honesty, courage, things like that. And so once a month we have a program, and it's short. The program doesn't last 30 minutes, if that, because we split it up from kindergarten, first and second grade. They do theirs together. Third, fourth, and fifth, we do ours together. And so we pick one student in our class who exemplifies whatever that character trait is. And they get a certificate and a t-shirt. And of course, it's announced in front of all of their peers because we're at this point, we've got third, fourth, and fifth grade together.
Okay.
And so we prepare a little speech, you know, this is the character trait. This is what it means. This is what it looks like in our class. And this person exemplifies it. By, and it's kind of a cliffhanger because they don't know ahead of time who's getting it. They never know until the end of our little spiel. And it's whatever you write. It doesn't have to be big or whatever. So I say all of that because here, I honestly think she has only actually presented it to her class maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
These last two or three times, she'll be at work, but she'll conveniently, oh, I have to leave. Hey, can you do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And leave. and come back. And so the last two times someone else has done it, but this most recent, right before spring break, she asked me to do it. I was like, you're not going to be here again. And you know how something just kind of comes out, mm-hmm. right? And so then I was like, well, oh, okay, no biggie. And so as we're lining up going down, I see her leaving. So we go, do the thing. It's great. The kids love it. But she's back before we're even finished. So it's starting to click in my head. Okay, she doesn't want to stand in front of these people. It's not that she really has something. It's her anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I know it's a real thing and it's very real for her. But at what point are you going to, I mean, you're going to be a teacher for at least 20 more years. She's new in the game. Mm-hmm. And you think about, we're fifth grade, so we have graduations. You think about all the assemblies and stuff we have to do. Anything that could come up where we would have to get up and present.
Right.
I mean, at some point, she's going to have to get over and cope. I kind of...
Get over?
Not get over. She's going to have to find some kind of mechanism as a way to deal with this. Because as a coworker, it's like, okay, I can't do this all the time. But this time the kids were really upset. And it's like, man, she's never here and blah, blah, blah. Mm. So it's, I don't know. I guess her anxiety and yours is just a little different. And I was just thought maybe you might have had some insight.
But for her or for you?
I mean,
I guess my insight would be, why haven't you had this conversation with her?
Because like I said, it really clicked for me, mm-hmm. just this. And like I said, this was like Thursday. We were out on Friday. Mm-hmm. It just kind of clicked with me Thursday. Like, you know, I was like, oh, she hadn't been here for the last two. And then another coworker was like, I don't think I've ever seen her present her class. And I know I've seen her do it at least once. And it's just like it was just kind of like an aha moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's pretty open, you know. I was just kind of, I don't know, wanting an outside perspective. Maybe kind of, like I said, I was looking for coping mechanisms or ways to handle this, you know, suggestions I could give. I don't want to just go and be like, hey, girl, you need to.
Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. I mean, that helps, you know, relieve stress. There is a mushroom out there that helps relieve stress as well. I heard the conflict because she is a teacher. Mm-hmm. She's an educator.
Right.
So she's constantly presenting. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between the audience size between her classroom and...
Oh, like I said, so she has a class of what, maybe 25 students.
Okay.
So we're talking about 3 5th grade classes, 3 4th grade classes, and okay. 3 3rd grade classes.
So that has more than triple.
Yes.
So
100%.
So preparing her day each day, or however she's preparing for 25 people compared to you,
is a big
to, but well, I guess maybe almost close to 200, 150, maybe. Something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. That's a big jump. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So
I just wonder, is, you know,
now
it's something I would definitely want to approach compassionately, but it's not something that I would want to. That's not something that you kind of want to bring up to someone without suggestions, because it'll I don't want to come off, like I said, not with a lack of compassion or accusatory.
Do y'all talk after? Do y'all talk outside of work?
Not a lot, but we've known each other through two different schools, and she has shared some personal things. I'm gonna say all that to say we have a pretty good relationship.
Okay, you got her number. You got a cell number. Mm-hmm. So, what's stopping you from, hey girl, want to see if you want to get together, yada yada yada, and then you can bring it up in a private setting. Mm-hmm. But that will also involve you to do some work on the whole social
delivery and suggestions.
Yeah. So
yeah, I just kind of wanted to
bounce. I mean, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. if I was invested into that,
right?
And then you know maybe that's just you helping her being a newbie, mm-hmm, to the career,
right?
And then who's to say that? How long has she been doing it? 2 years?
Oh no, she's been teaching longer than that.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, maybe she may get comfortable enough. I don't know. I mean, maybe she might decide she might get therapy this summer. Who knows?
Well, I don't know that she's had therapy or not, but I definitely know that she has spoken with a physician, you know, about anxiety and all of that. And so I just, you know how... I'm almost out of the game. She's got so far to go. Just wanting to help her.
Right.
Yeah. In the best way possible. Mm-hmm. You know, not to frighten her off or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know. I just wanted to bounce that off.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was just something I was thinking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we can get into it.
Hold on. Before, because we didn't bring it up. Excuse me. We finally moved into our, you know, a studio. Yeah.
We finally moved into our not even air quotes now, our podcast room.
Yeah, we finally, we're about 95% done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then by coincidence, one of the walls that we was decorating is our vision board. So we ended up using one of the walls that we was decorating as a vision
kind
board.
Kind of as a, yes.
So.
I love it. And you know what? It just, I like it when things just kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
Because as we were out yesterday, you know, after having birthday breakfast, hey, let's, you know, just cruise here. And we found a lot of, you know, saw a lot of neat things, you know, decor-wise, decorating ideas. Mm-hmm. And this is truly not something that was on our radar.
No, it wasn't.
But it turned out really nice.
It did.
So. Except right. for our midnight scare.
Huh?
The ghost of podcast past.
Right. All right, so let's go ahead.
So let's get into it.
All right.
So everybody knows that you... And a couple of other content creators have created a podcast called League of Kings.
Do they?
We've talked, yes.
Do they know?
Don't, baby, don't.
Do they know?
Come back.
Because I need them to make sure they
listen. Lion's Mane. Zen. Zen.
Okay. Go ahead.
Zen. I was listening to one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And I was going to bring this up last week, but we didn't record.
Well, bring it up then.
I'm bringing it up. Don't interrupt me.
Bring it up.
Here he goes. He's already, y'all see how he's already in defense mode. He's already got his foot on the line, ready to cross over. He's ready for conflict. And that's not what this is. This is for clarity, not conflict.
Okay.
Okay, love?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and, said episode that I was listening to, you all were talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a comment that being emotionally satisfied in a relationship trumps sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said that before and we've discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally get that.
Do you? No, I'm asking, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
My question is, what happens if the opposite occurs in your spouse? So there are people on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So this is for we have the introvert extrovert type of thing. And we have a lot of listeners who can relate to a lot of issues that we talk about. So, and I say that in the sense that you explain how you've been in relationships, but being in this relationship, you're emotionally satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And so you being such a cerebral person,
mm-hmm.
when you're emotionally satisfied, you're satisfied. It's not a need for physical contact. I don't want to say physical contact. It's not the need for sexual contact to validate or solidify that connection in a relationship.
Right.
What about if the opposite occurs in the sense that some people, when they are emotionally satisfied in a relationship, that turns them on even more physically? How do you manage that?
I've said that before. As far as that, I mean, because if I'm emotionally stimulated,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to be physically stimulated as well.
Yeah.
But it's just like if you're not emotionally stimulating me,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to physically
stimulate.
Yeah. So it goes hand to hand for me.
Right, but
But I can't speak for someone. I mean, I know what you're saying, but yeah, that's just me at where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm not speaking for all men.
Right.
And you're not speaking for all women.
Right.
Because it can be vice versa. Because there's probably more women who are more into, who are more emotionally being stimulated than
men are, 100%, because generally speaking, women are those emotional creatures.
Exactly.
And it is hard for a lot of women to detach or separate the physical and the emotional act when it comes to having sex.
Yeah, and not trying to cut you off,
mm-hmm.
but it's also probably hard for women to get the emotional attachment from men, because most men is into the whole physical.
More physical.
So you're really getting out on top. You really are.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, putting it out there because it's it can be an odd dynamic. It can be, and like you say, it can be a great dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that was one of the things there are a lot of times when I listen, I just take notes and
Yeah, but then you also, and then we also can go into, that can be a conflict is if I am emotionally going through something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. stress. But no work or whatever. So if I'm emotionally not in tune with myself, not in tune with you, then yeah, that's going to throw everything.
Yeah,
it throws everything off.
Everything, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's so funny, and I almost don't want to say this. It lends itself to the conversation, so I'm not going to be self-conscious when I say it. There are times after sex, and it could be immediately after sex, and just flashing back, and I'll be ready all over again. But you know,
so I should have never. Can I cross the line?
Come on, baby.
I should have never gave you no dick because you have lost your mind.
Stop.
Love Sean.
Stop.
You know the funniest thing I heard this week? You just walking around with dick and ain't sharing it.
You know what? I knew I should have never said that.
But that was hilarious.
That was funny.
It was.
Because that's the number one, that's very characteristic of our randomness.
Yes,
and the crazy things that we say. And the fact that we are now empty nesters, the conversations just get crazier and crazier.
Yeah, across the house, they are. They're flipping hilarious.
And then for some reason, you think I'm a drama queen. I don't know why. You always throw that into the mix.
I do. But the funny thing is, like, this spring break has been the funniest spring break for me because it's like, who are you talking to when I'm not here? Because usually you sleep all day or something. But like when I come home, I'm like, what?
You know what's
like, did you literally save everything from 7 a.m. until I got home?
You know what's so funny that you even say that? The first day I noticed it and you said something I don't know if you said something first or I said something. I was like, no, I didn't save everything. Cause I could hear it. I could hear me having diarrhea at the mouth.
It was all you. Cause you caught it. You was like, yeah, I wasn't saving everything for you. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know what? Another reason I think that's so funny is because I was having this conversation with somebody. I don't know. We were talking about the whole introvert extrovert thing. And I think we do that in waves because there are times, and I think I notice it more in the summertime when I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
You come home, or nope, and it's not just summertime. It's sometimes during the school year, you'll come home and you'll just be going. I'm like, oh, he was saving it all for me today. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think, like I said, it just goes in waves like that for both of us. But yeah, this break, I have really noticed me doing that.
Yeah, well, sometimes if we don't talk like we normally do throughout mm-hmm. the day, mm-hmm. then that's when there's like the whole unload.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny.
That
it
was hilarious.
It was funny this week.
That was, yeah.
I was like,
this week.
I was like, what?
No. And I noticed, you know, somebody's talking. And you're looking at them and you smile and nod.
Yeah.
I was noticing you give me that smile and nod. Like, what the hell have I walked into? Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
All right, point two. Also, in the podcast I was listening, and this is something that surprised me. Because you know how we know each other so well a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can finish each other's sentences. I know what the answer is going to be ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
This one threw me for a loop. And I don't know who asked the question. No, it wasn't you, but I don't know who asked the question. And they had asked, have any of you ever gone to bed mad?
Mm-hmm.
And I think J-Dot was like, nope. He was like, because we don't have to agree, but before we go to bed, we're not going to go to bed angry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we have to necessarily come to an agreement, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But you said you had that we... No, it wasn't gone to bed mad. Of course we've gone to bed mad.
Mm-hmm.
It was slept apart from each other, and you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us have ever been angry where we didn't sleep in the same bed.
I've slept on the couch, and then you, like, you're coming there, and you've came and gotten me.
Oh, so you were sleeping on the couch on purpose because you was mad, not because you fell asleep in there?
Both.
Is that what you're saying?
Both.
Hmm.
Both.
Okay. Both. See.
You don't see, you don't remember the times that I packed up my CPAP machine and set that motherfucker up in the living room because you thought I was playing?
Because you was mad.
You thought I was playing?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would pack this whole machine up. Hose it out. Yeah.
Ah, hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. That's so funny. But I tell you what about your response that surprised me is when, you know, you've gone through phases in your health journey where you do a lot of working out, and then sometimes you do less because of the strain on your back.
Mm-hmm.
But you had mentioned that you have been mad and got up and packed up and went to the gym.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Nah, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but then I will. Later on that morning, I think we would text or we would talk
mm-hmm.
about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty cool sometimes. Well, a lot of times listening to the podcast from an all-male perspective, especially when it comes to topics of relationships, you learn a lot about men in general. And it's not saying, because it's four different voices and you all don't always have the same perspective
mm-hmm.
or opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that I learn about you and that, you know, still learning. But I think it's pretty cool. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about it.
You gonna talk about
it? I'm gonna talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't left her at 10:30 at night, go to the gym. That's back when we had our one gym that was 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I go up in there to probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm already on pre-workout. I done already worked out for 2 hours.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm not going home. And then I'm already wired. So it's like, there's really no point in me going home because I'm not going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go to work. Work like an 18-hour, 16-hour day.
Running away from me. But that just goes to show, yes, we get along really well. Great relationship. But our relationships have ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
He be running from me, y'all. Running from me.
You call it what you want.
Mm. Ain't that nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, since we didn't get that out, let's go on in. Oh, since I have got that out.
I just find it funny how I'm the one that's on trial here.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up. Actually, like we did the last time, I have a couple of those newlywed questions.
Newlywed?
You know what I mean. I called it the... Okay. Is that what I called it last time? The newlywed game?
I don't know. It's been so long.
Yeah. Ooh, 2 weeks.
Right.
Couple questions just to see how well you know me. How well I know you. How can you tell?
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
And then to all the women, the queens that's listening, please feel free to chime in. How many times should there be sex in a relationship?
I don't think there should be a specific number,
mm-hmm.
but I'm speaking for me,
mm-hmm.
minimum once a week, minimum. That's the minimum.
That's the minimum?
Minimum.
Okay, so on average on other relationships, how many, like, you talk to your girlfriends, y'all talk right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's their number? Do they have a number?
I'm not gonna say they don't have a number,
mm-hmm.
but I think they will have a minimum. And I hate to generalize, but I'm gonna say generally speaking, once a week minimum. I can't even say generally speaking, because there are women who could give up, you know, take it or leave it when it comes to sex. And then there are some women who once a week may not be enough. But just thinking of my girls.
Because I'm sure a lot of your girlfriends are, they
married,
but they have careers,
mm-hmm.
demanding careers.
Our children.
And I'm sure the husbands mm-hmm. have demanding careers mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. right?
I'm going to stick with the once a week minimum.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had the conversation with them about their men being emotionally satisfied, content, physically content, satisfied. Have y'all had this conversation while y'all drinking mimosas?
Yes and no. And I'm going to say that to say, you will be surprised in how many conversations, because my friends have listened into our podcast,
mm-hmm.
that you don't count. Your husband's different. Y'all different.
I don't count because I'm different?
No, when it comes to... sometimes, you know, relationship issues and just in our girl talk about mates and spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do get the, we know your husband. That don't, you know. So.
Because I'm different.
Because you're different.
I'm different.
And you really are. And I don't want to, everybody's spouse is different in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But because we live part of our relationship out loud, they know more about how you are emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say it in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how you are from your voice. Whereas in a lot of our girl talk is, I just know from their perspective, not both perspectives,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Question number one. How can you tell when I am stressed?
You just walk around here with dick and you ain't giving that. That, no, okay. You, when you stress,
mm-hmm.
I need more time to write shit down.
No, off the top of your head, what do you, what would?
You sleep a lot. You lay around a lot.
Mm.
You lay around, you sleep a lot. Be quiet. You're not all bubbly. Off the top of my head, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You stay to yourself. So, and then all of a sudden, it's just I'm like, what?
What? She's over it. She's back.
Sometimes you let it build up and then you let it all out or whatever. After I done asked 10, 15 times, you be like, and blah. I'm just blah.
And you know what? Sometimes it just takes me processing it too.
Yeah.
I said, my answer is, I know you're stressed. You get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kind of the same. This question.
But you are very aggressive physically. Sexually, you are very aggressive.
Well, let me ask you this.
you are very aggressive. That's why I said what I said for my first part.
How is that for you being the way you are?
Stressful. It's pressure. I don't know how much beetroot you think I'm a drink.
Stop. No, but for real, because
I'm being for real. It's but see, and I've already talked about this once before. Even when you get like that, I still gotta put distance because you just not gonna use me for my body. And I don't want your energy transferring to me. That bad energy. Yeah, so then we transferring fluids, so now your fluids is going into my body. So now I start feeling like shit. And then you feeling better because you they got the what's that the shit in your brain, the I can't think of it.
The dopamine
high.
So,
what's up?
You feel like when I'm aggressive sexually, that it's negative energy?
It depends on what mood you're in.
Okay.
That's what I said. The question was if you were stressed
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that can be negative energy. That's not going to be positive energy.
But you just said when I was stressed, I stay to myself and I lay around.
You do, but I also said that you are aggressive.
I thought you were just talking in general.
No, I was answering the question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was answering the question. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because my next question is, if you think back, which one of us made the first move physically?
It was you.
Nope, it was you.
Was it me?
Tell me when. Tell me when I made the first move physically.
I don't really remember.
Then how do you know it's you just saying that?
Because no.
You put that out there. You tell the world I'm sexually aggressive, and then you say, nope, you made the first move.
I said, I was answering your question. I didn't say that you was. I just said that's part of your being stressed sometimes. But no, I honestly don't remember. I feel like it was you.
It was you.
Based on our chemistry. But at the same time, if you said it was me, then I believe
you believe that what?
I believe.
You believe what?
I believe in you.
Oh, okay.
No, I believe you.
Let me. Do you remember? It was a day we had, as per usual, been texting back and forth all day, and this day. Our texts were particularly risque. We was kind of talking ish back and forth. And
are we really gonna put this out there? We're gonna put this on.
Not all of it.
Okay.
But I'm see if you remember this.
Okay.
And I was talking my stuff. You was talking your stuff. You ain't. I will. Well, I'm on my way. Click.
Did I say I was on my way? That's how it went down.
And then 5 minutes later, you knocked at my door. It was probably like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? No. Okay, we'll talk about it later. I'll fill in the blanks and see if you remember.
I feel like if you said it went down. Because I will pull up. I said I'm on my way?
Yeah, you literally said I'm on my way. And I was like, you know me. Oh, okay. And then click. And then my heart. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, is he for real?
And I pulled up.
You pulled up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I vaguely do remember, but we've had a few of those, so that's why I'm not.
This was the first.
Okay, but you know sometimes those can run together.
What do you mean?
Sometimes those can run together.
Those can run together. Oh, okay. You can elaborate.
Those type of I'm on my ways
mm-hmm.
can run together. But I'm not disputing it. I am not disputing it. And you got to think, I was still drinking then.
Yeah, but you hadn't been drinking that day.
I hadn't been, but like, now this is one I remember is when I had showed up And I was shitty. And you was like, how much you drink? I was like, I think I drank maybe a half a fifth. And then it was like, I didn't, I was so inebriated. I didn't even realize, like, oh, yeah, I did just drink a half a fifth, didn't I? And you was like, nah, you ain't. You ain't leaving. No. I was like, I'm good.
I was like, no.
Yeah. But I didn't real like, because I was so inebriated, I didn't realize, like, yeah, I did kind of just jump in the car.
And I know exactly what you're talking about, but what make it so bad is that night we were, I had just found out, it wasn't too long after I had been diagnosed with cancer, and I was getting ready to start chemo. And we was like, we're going to have a celebration, a kickoff celebration before you go start going through.
No, it was well after that.
Really?
Yeah. It was well.
I guess they do start running together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. It was well after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was well, because I was actually living alone when I had did that, when I had just jumped in the car and just, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Because we were still going back and forth then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They.
I guess they do run together.
They run together. Yeah. Yeah. But, like I said, I'm not disputing it at all.
Yeah, no, yeah. You pulled up, and I probably hadn't been home from work maybe, I don't even know if it had been an hour. Oh. But yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next question. I don't know if I should ask this question. We talked about that before. All right, let me ask you this question. What was the very first gift I ever got you?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember? I couldn't remember. Now I think I remember right now.
The first gift?
Mm-hmm. And you better not get this wrong.
I think I'm going to need more time. I feel like I know, but I'm not for sure. I can't.
What do you think it is?
You better not get it wrong. I really don't. I'm gonna think about that one, to be honest. I gotta think about that. I don't know. Because one is like, do I still have it? And then.
I know the answer to that question.
Okay. Do I still have it?
Mm-hmm.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna have to think about that. I'm really gonna have to think about
that. What was the first gift you ever gave me?
I felt like it was a bottle of perfume.
No.
Oh. I don't remember.
The first gift you ever gave me was the jewelry box and the key to your apartment. I mean, your house.
No, it was perfume. It was perfume. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I went through your dresser and you was telling me about a perfume.
Really?
Yeah. I do remember that, because I remember going to what's the perfume place in JCPenney?
Sephora
and getting it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because the key and the jewelry box, that was on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The perfume happened before that.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It was some perfume. You was like, I just ran out, and I somehow I think I did some creep shit. I think I went through your garbage can because you had threw it away.
Stop.
No, I'm dead serious. Because you used it and you threw it in the can, and I think you went in the restroom, and I think I like took a picture. I wrote it down, like, aww. I texted it in my phone, and then like I don't remember this. Everything. I just know I remember I remember getting the name of the perfume. I don't remember. I think Was it the one?
No.
Okay.
So I think
it wasn't the one. It was something, but I got it.
Was it the Ralph Lauren Romance?
Yes.
It was. I
went and got it, and it was like a day or two later, I brought it over. I think I brought it over like on the weekend, like when you was cleaning up.
That is so lucky.
Yeah, I know. That is so lucky. Yeah. But I honestly cannot remember. And that's crazy that
we're going to come back to it before we sign off.
Okay.
If I could go back to school to study anything, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Hairdresser.
Ding, 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 ding. Without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I said for you?
What?
A therapist.
Oh. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's on the list.
Okay.
It's on the list.
Well, that's like the end of my questions, babe.
Okay. Well, I did what I got. I got them except for one that I can't remember. I really cannot remember. I can't remember that first
Okay.
gift.
So first gift, think back to the beginning of our relationship, right? Mm-hmm. What, I feel like I'm going to give you too much. What is one of the things that defined us in the beginning of our relationship? The relationship.
You bought me a poetry book?
Yeah, the red
book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the red pen.
Yeah, and I still got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, no. Like you knew all the time.
But no, because I couldn't remember if it was a book or like a notebook. I knew it was some type of memento
It's a notebook, but it's a hard bound.
Yeah. Yeah, I still got it.
I know.
But I mean, yeah, I knew it was some type of memento, but I could not remember if it was clothing mm-hmm. or something in that nature. Yeah. You got me a red notebook, baby. Hardbound with a red pen.
Well, you guys, thank y'all for tuning in. Sorry for the delay, but you see what's been going on around here.
Yeah.
You see what's been going on around here.
A lot of foolishness.
The tomfoolery.
Yeah.
All right. Well, kings and queens, thank y'all for coming out. And until next time.
Until next time. I've been hurt so many times before.